Track 12, Norfolk's first World War heroine. Experts from Europe and America will gather at Norwich Cathedral to share their reflections and new insights on the life and legacy of Nurse Edith Cavell during a special weekend marking the 110th anniversary of her death.
The interest in Edith Cavell has not stood still, says the Reverend Dr. Peter Doll. Even today, so long after her death, Edith's extraordinary life and witness continue to engage and inspire people all around the world. This October, it is 110 years since the death of Norfolk's first World War heroine. And to mark the anniversary, on the 11th and 12th of October, a number of special events are being held at Norwich Cathedral, including remembrance services and a symposium of experts from around the world who will share their latest discoveries about Edith, along with some previously unseen artefacts. Born in Swordston in 1865, Edith Cavell went on to become a pioneer of professional nursing training in Brussels, and she nursed soldiers from both sides during the war in occupied Belgium. For 9 months, she worked with the Belgian underground resistance to shelter more than 200 Allied soldiers, helping them to escape to the neutral Netherlands. For this, she was tried and executed by the Germans on October the 12th, 1915. Edith's body was returned to England in May 1919, and following a funeral in Westminster Abbey, her body was brought home to Norfolk and laid to rest at Life's Green next to Norwich Cathedral's St Saviour's Chapel, which was built as a memorial to the county's fallen in the First World War. Her strong Christian faith is well documented and reflected in some of her final words, which are etched on her grave at Norwich Cathedral. In the light of God and eternity, I have realised that patriotism is not enough. I must have no hatred or bitterness towards anyone. Her father, the Reverend Frederick Cavell, had been the vicar of Swordston Church for some 46 years until 1909, when he retired and moved to Norwich with Edith's mother. Norwich Cathedral is the custodian of two of Edith Cavell's Bibles and her copy of Thomas a Kempis, Imitation of Christ, which she was annotating until the day of her death, as well as a letter which she wrote to her mother, Louisa, before she was arrested and was gifted to the cathedral in 2020. Canon Peter, who is canon librarian and vice dean at the cathedral, worked on the 100th anniversary commemorations of Edith's death in 2015. "It was a fruitful time in terms of strengthening international bonds and ideas about Edith," he says. "And in the last 10 years since that, the interest in Edith has not stood still. There continue to be academics engaged with her and her network and other people who are constantly finding out new information and new resources around Edith and her story. So we thought that this year, the 110th anniversary, would be a good occasion to come back together and to discover what new information had been found about Edith since the 100th anniversary and to celebrate her continued importance." The Edith Cavell 110 weekend will begin with a service of Holy Communion at 8 a.m. on Saturday, the 11th of October. As Canon Peter says, there will be an extra special dimension to this service. The priest who visited Edith in prison and celebrated communion with her was called Stirling Gahan, who was a Northern Irish Anglican priest. He was able to be with Edith the night before she died, and his family have kept the communion set that he used on that occasion, and so will be celebrating communion using that set. Later that morning, the annual graveside commemoration will be held with representatives present from the Royal British Legion, the nursing community, and the Belgian ambassador. The afternoon symposium will include a presentation by Professor Emmanuel de Bruin of Louvain University in Belgium, who is a leading scholar of the Belgian resistance during the First World War and who has investigated the underground network that Edith was involved with. Another speaker, biographer Candice Millard from Kansas City in Missouri, is currently writing a biography about Edith and the network that she was involved with, along with the Princesse de Croix and Louise Thulier. Andrew Brown, chairman of the Belgian Edith Cavell Commemoration Group, has gathered photographs detailing her final journey from Brussels to Norwich. Nick Miller, Edith Cavell archivist from Edith's home village of Swordston, is going to be talking about developments with the archive, and in particular, plans for Norwich Cathedral Library to assume responsibility for it. Professor Nancy Fontaine, Chair of Trustees of the charity Cavill, founded in memory of Edith and supporting nurses, midwives and healthcare assistants, will be talking about its work. And Canon Peter will be talking about the life of Sterling Gyan. In addition to the communion set, his family have also generously loaned the cathedral a pocket diary where he recorded details of his meetings with Edith. His handwriting is very difficult to read, but it is primary evidence of what was happening in those days when the Germans were occupying Brussels and Edith and all the underground network that she was connected with were on trial, and nobody knew exactly what would happen, but they knew that it wouldn't be a happy outcome, he says. The weekend will draw to a close on the Sunday with a 3:30 p.m. festal evensong service, where Canon Jack MacDonald, Chaplain General of the Anglican Central Committee in Belgium, and Canon of Holy Trinity Brussels, where Edith worshipped during the last year of her life, will be preaching. It's a wonderful opportunity for local people and people from further afield with an interest in Edith to come and learn more about her, says Canon Peter. I think that Edith is one of those people of whom Norfolk is particularly proud. And I think that often historical figures, however important they may be, with time seem to fade further and further into the past. But one of the interesting things about Edith is that her memory doesn't seem to be fading. It seems to be becoming stronger. And we're always finding more reasons to be interested in her and to give thanks for her life and for her love of Norfolk. Edith Cavill 110 is being held at Norwich Cathedral on the 11th and 12th of October. No tickets are needed for the services, but free tickets for the symposium should be booked in advance via the Norwich Cathedral website, cathedral.org.uk. And an exhibition about Edith Cavill, featuring exhibits including her letter to her mother, is being held at Norwich Cathedral Library from now until Tuesday the 23rd of December. Opening times are 10 a.m. till 4 p.m. from Tuesdays to Thursdays.